This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to tonight's Pulse on URN. I'm David and I'm joined by Nick, Shivani and Demi. Our stories on today's show include a row over narcotics, sexism and even some food shopping. If you have any comments on the show, as ever, you can send us a free web text at urn1350.net, tweet us at urnpulse or send a Facebook message to URN News. The first story today is from Nick and it's about Boots being involved in a row over its pricing. Over to you.
Yeah, so this is the story that the nationwide cosmetics chain Boots has promised to alter the difference in price. Between similar products with variations for men and women. This comes after an online petition calling for Boots to look into their pricing and an investigation by the Times newspaper, which found that on average, women pay 36% more than men for similar products. The petition, led by Stevie Wise, is calling to Boots CEO Simon Roberts to review this pricing, and the petition now has over 40,000 signatures. Specifically, the petition looks to address the price difference in gender-specific razors and eye cream, with a pack of 10 male razors costing $149 as opposed to $229 for a pack of 8 women's razors. Male eye cream again comes in cheaper, priced at $729 compared to $999 for women. The ongoing debate on gender prices difference was the topic of discussion in the Houses of Parliament on Tuesday, with Labour MP Paula Sheriff raising the issue of the gender pay gap and how this makes it even harder for women to afford very similar products compared to men. Boots have issued a statement following the Times investigation and the petition, stating that they have never operated a pricing system that discriminates against women and that a review is currently in place as they believe these are cases which do not completely meet their principles. They also inform the public that they have called for their suppliers to undertake a similar gender price review of their own products. So, out to you guys, do you think that this is enough action in what is probably a key issue in the gender equality debate?
So, I don't think it's enough, but I think it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I am really passionate about how I feel about the wage gap and the fact that when I found out that on average women's goods for the same sort of thing as men's goods costs more, I was furious. But this is definitely a step in the right direction, I think.
I mean, I'm not sure anyone thinks that, and I don't think it's deliberate on the part of any supplier if the same product just branded differently costs a different amount, and by that I mean more. It's a different when I'm going to use men's razor blades because that's what that's the ones I know.
Good example.
If the basic blades from Boots own brand, which has same features, the same number of blades, the same, you know, or whatever they call it, the aloe vera strips or whatever it is that, you know, stops the irritation. If it's exactly the same on two products, just that one is a pack for women and one is a pack for men. Quite why you'd sell them like that, I don't know. That's one question in itself. I mean, why?
So I've used, since I found out about this, I've used men's razor blades rather than women's because the only difference is like maybe the packet or the shape of the handle. And quite frankly, I seem to think the men's ones are cheaper and generally better.
Well, I mean, as the study shows, men's ones do appear to be cheaper.
Yeah.
Which is questionable, obviously.
So I think it's definitely the kind of thing that needs to start happening with equality in pricing.
But for the most part, there are very few things that are used by people of both genders and of none. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know whether you guys are of the same opinion, but if the product is that basic that it's used by both, used by anybody, why is it being sold in gendered?
That's the issue, really. It's literally, like Shivani said, it's just the branding difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes even further. I mean, with that example that Boots had, the men's were cheaper and they got two more razors out of a packet. I mean, I think I did read that Boots said that they apply their pricing on a product-by-product basis and they take into account stuff like suppliers, materials, that sort of stuff. But it's hard to see how they've come to that conclusion when they're effectively the same product?
I mean, if you're looking at it from the point of a supplier, if you can afford to market something at a higher price, why wouldn't you? Why would you not exploit everything you could get from the consumer? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're a company and you're looking to make money. The issue is for the consumer. And that's when we need people to come in and say, we need equality in who you target things at and the target market. Can't be pricing things for men at one price and women for another.
I read part of this was that the suppliers all said, or something along the lines of, we supply the products at such a number that we're not supplying them in the packets. We're supplying boots with, you know, 2 million razors, 2 million blades a year or something. So we're selling it to them as whatever it is. If they choose to market it separately, that's the retailer's choice, not the supplier's choice. So I would almost agree with what you've said there in the, well, no, I'd agree with the premise that it needs to be done equally, but that it might not even be the supplier's fault. You know, the people who make razor blades, the fact is that almost all of the blades are made in China. All of the cheap store-bought ones, disposable ones, are made in China, and the ones that are a little bit firmer can be made all over the world, the ones that are reusable. So I agree, I don't honestly know why there's a discrepancy, but I suppose this is part of the question we've got to ask. Are we moving away from a culture where people will just buy, you know, it applies, take it down to its most basic level, children. Boys' toys are blue, girls' toys are pink.
I think we are moving away from that as a whole society. Maybe marketers are having a bit of catch-up with that, but things like with what happened over the Star Wars toys with there not being a Rey figurine, it's definitely, I think, that people are wanting to see more quality in what they buy.
There were, I mean, I'm not trying to defend the fact that there wasn't a female figurine in the Star Wars thing. I seem to remember the argument for that was that Rey, when they sent it to the producers of the toys, I think there was definitely something about the Monopoly set. I seem to remember when they sent it to the producers,
they said that they didn't want Rey to be, they wanted to keep Rey a secret as opposed to having the Monopoly set produced and have
that was
the
that was one
ruined.
Example, but if it was characters we know are going to be in the film, then obviously it has to be has to be included. If it is something that contains spoilers, I mean, this is
there
one...
were new characters in the Monopoly set, though.
You could also argue that people knew that Daisy Ridley was going to be in the film leading up to it, and she did
was
a lot of
posters.
Interviews, so she was going to be she was obviously going to be featured heavily. So
she was front and center in the posters. So I don't know. That argument doesn't really hold up, in my opinion.
No, that's very fair. I mean, before we move into a song, does anyone have anything else to add on the? I mean, have they had any experience of actual noticeable difference in things that they wouldn't think there would be difference in just because of how it's marketed?
Things like T-shirts, honestly. Go to, like, a basic store like Primark, H&M, ASOS.
Other stores are available.
they're all, like, standard. If you want, like, a plain white T-shirt, I seem to feel like women's clothes are more expensive. So I went to a retailer, not naming any names, over the weekend and wanted to get a T-shirt that was plain white because I was going to cut it up and use it as part of an outfit. It was £8 for women's and £5 for men's. So
what retailer selling a plain white T-shirt at £5?
Yeah, well, genders have the, like, it, disregarding genders, as expensive as it is.
It's expensive for a T-shirt, but it was more expensive to buy it as a woman, so...
Well, that's...
Sort it out.
100%, and we may be seeing a Pulse investigation in the making.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.